from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, be careful if you're on the roads this evening. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for six counties through 12 a.m. Tuesday in Huntington, Middlesex, Morris, Somerset, Warren, and Mercer counties. Some areas could see between 3 to 5 inches of rain. Governor Murphy is being investigated by U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba, into immigration-related issues. That, according to the New York Times. Three unnamed sources tell the Times the FBI has tried to interview four people in connection with a comment Murphy made in February where he dared ICE to raid his multi-million dollar Navasink River property, giving the impression that he may be harboring someone who is in the country illegally. Murphy's office later walked back the comments and said no one ever stayed at his home. The remarks stirred up reaction from Trump border czar Tom Homan, who called Murphy's comment foolish and said he would look into the matter. Eight more businesses have been named for outstanding wage benefit and tax law violations.
The names of the new businesses have been placed on the New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development's Workplace Accountability and Labor List, known as The Wall. The latest businesses to be added owe over $540,000 in unpaid wages, fines, and penalties. In total, 280 businesses are on the wall, owing $26 million in unpaid wages or state taxes and contributions. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. A company based in Rahway in Union County has won FDA approval for the first ever annual flea treatment for dogs. The Bravecto Quantum Shot has been approved for dogs and puppies 6 months old and older. The vaccination is an alternative to treatments that need to be given every month and must be given by a licensed veterinarian. The new treatment is manufactured by Intervet Incorporated, based in Rahway. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 88 points and now sits at 44,459.65. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RUEinsurance.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long will this rain last? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zorro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. High humidity, you win. That is helping to fuel some strong, soaking thunderstorms as we move into this evening. Heavy rain, potential flooding, our biggest concerns here. There could be some pockets of multiple inches of rain, and that could really cause some problems if you're out and about this evening. So be very careful out there. Looks like we will dry out around midnight, give or take. Low temperatures tonight, sticky, steamy, lower 70s. A bit calmer tomorrow. We'll go from clouds to sun. Just a few showers around, especially for the southern half of the state. Highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday looks mostly cloudy and hot with highs around 90, and then turning stormy again Wednesday afternoon and evening. Thursday, partly sunny skies with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Highs in the lower 90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Piscataway and Camden, 87 degrees. Point Pleasant, 84. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.